If you'll just give us a moment, I need to patch in some phone calls because this is all being done telephonically, so just be patient with us. You'll be on hold for a moment, and I'll be come back and forth as we have to try to patch in a couple of different phone calls. It gets a little complicated when we have several phone calls. Okay, sir? Okay, so just give us a moment, and I will try to do some technical magic, so just stand by. Try this again, thanks. Miss Patricia Juarez?
Yes, it is.
This is Lee Quinones, and I'm the acting board chairman of the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency.
Hello.
I understand you want to participate in the hearing this afternoon.
Yes, I do.
If you'll just be patient, I'm trying to patch in several phone calls right now. So I'm gonna go to conference, and then I'm going to add another phone call, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, is everybody on the phone right now with Ms. Juarez as well as the parole officer and Mr. Rogers?
We're here.
Okay, I have to try to patch in again, so just be patient, and we'll get the hearing started in just a little bit.
Okay.
Chairman for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Who am I speaking with?
Sharon Sisko, William Rogers, Lover.
Okay, I understand you want to participate in the hearing by telephone this afternoon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going through the process of patching in several people in by telephone right now, so if you'll just remain patient. We haven't really started the hearing yet, I'm just getting everybody all on the telephone. So
okay.
I'm gonna patch you in with a group, and then I'm gonna add one more person after that. Okay, ma'am?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I think I have almost everybody on conference now, and I'm gonna ask you to let me try to patch in just one more phone call, and then we'll get started. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Excellent. Yes, this is Louis Quinones with the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Is this...
Yes, we have me on the other line with the offender.
Oh, what's that?
We have me on the other line.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm just going to go ahead and end this call and go back to conference, okay?
Okay.
I thought it was calling yet another individual, so stand by. Okay, is everybody on?
Yes.
Okay, so right now, if I just want to make sure for a little roll call before we roll tape here, that we have the parole officer, Ms. Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes, sir.
I think Shirley and Joe Cisco?
Yes.
Okay, and that's everybody, correct?
I have Patricia.
I went past you. I didn't mean to. And Ms. Patricia Juarez.
Yes.
Okay, now that we have everybody online, the recording is on, and I'm going to go ahead and start the hearing. Again, Mr. Rogers, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
William Lee Rogers, 095098.
And are you able to hear me clearly, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a 31-412A parole hearing to consider regular parole, absolute discharge, or whether to continue on home arrest status. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing today. This afternoon, we're authorized for a 3-member panel. And in the room, we have our real board chairman, the esteemed Dr. C.T. Wright. He has been in and out of the hearing room today, so he's not in his full capacity right now, but he is voting on this case. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be acting as the panel lead for this hearing and the acting board chairman. And to my right is Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. I will just do a brief summary, Mr. Rogers, of your case up to this point, as we recognize that this board has already voted to grant you home arrest. But the short version is Mr. Rogers is 45 years old. He is serving a life sentence for first-degree murder. Mr. Rogers was 17 years old at the time of the offense, and he was an accomplice rather than the shooter. The sentence began on May 15, 1992, and on November 6, 2017, Mr. Rogers appeared before this board and was granted home arrest. He was released from prison to home arrest status on December 6, 2017, which we recognize was a bit less than, or a bit, maybe exactly, about 6 months ago. Mr. Rogers was certified for this hearing for regular parole or absolute discharge on May 1st, 2018. Now, the short version is upon release, he was living with his brother, but has since moved in with his fiancée, Patricia, who we have on the telephone right now. He is involved with one-on-one sessions for career criminal and anger management at La Frontera. He's been working through a temp agency and with the support of his fiancée. So, Mr. Rogers, that being the short version, tell us about how you're coming along, about your progress since you've been on home arrest status.
As my father told, I'm doing all right on home arrest. I seem to be having a hard time a little bit as far as trying to find a job, but I know I've got to be patient to keep trying to find a employment.
And what sort of employment are you looking for, Mr. Rogers?
Right about now, I'll take anything. I don't care if it's McDonald's.
Well, thank you for being so candid. I think there are a lot of people that can, regardless of where they're coming from, they can feel for the job hunt and how stressful that can be.
Yeah, I'm just trying to keep that away.
Have you been working with Arizona at Work at all, or any of the state-managed job hunting sources?
Yeah.
And I recognize, we say this to a lot of people, especially it seems to be that we have a good run of people that are have been in the prison system for 25 years and were deemed eligible for transition to home arrest. So how is the transition going with the outside? And I will also ask, how's it going with technology? Because that seems to be a big shock for everybody.
It is. It's a big shock. And it was overwhelming at first. It took me a lot. But slowly but steady, made a lot of progress. It's been a work in progress.
Okay, sir, and because, you know, there are certainly cases that we come into where people have been on home arrest for a fair amount of time, and we're not necessarily asking you to argue your case all over again, but tell us a little bit about the crime that resulted in your incarceration and, you know, where you're at now. Support on the telephone right now in the way of your fiance Patricia Juarez, and again, I believe your mother and father are on the phone too, is that correct?
Yes.
And we will talk to them in a few minutes when we start asking for statements from supporters, but what other support do you have out in the community, Mr. Rogers? Has most of your support been from family, or are there any other transition groups that are helping you in terms of...
Mostly family. I'm not really trying to get in contact with other people, you know. Not in a mean or disrespectful way, but I try to distance myself from other friends.
Well, certainly. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I didn't mean to interrupt you, so go ahead.
Yeah, I was just, mostly just family.
Well, what I was going to say is we certainly understand it's a healthy thing for people to disassociate themselves from negative influence and find new... positive, and they'll say pro-social support groups. So are there any other, and I understand you staying away from negative influence, but are there any like church or...
Absolutely, church. I forgot all about that. Yeah, church.
And we also recognize that it's very restrictive when you're on home arrest status. But have you been able to, when it's on your itinerary, have you been able to get out and do anything for yourself?
Yeah, I went to go visit my parents. I tend to meet a lot of people when I come to my little classes on Mondays and stuff like that, meet new people, so that's helping a lot.
And your parents are living in the same town with you? And again, I think I stated this, but I will say that one of our fellow board members actually wrote the summary for this case, and I'm handling it for him. So I may have already read this, but who are you living with right now?
Patricia Ware and my fiance.
Okay, so you're living with her. You're not in a halfway house.
No, we're not in a halfway house.
Okay. If this board determined today to, or because we vote on this, to graduate you from home arrest to regular parole, How would this help you in your rehabilitation?
I think it would help me as far as wanting to get out, meet more people, or be more sociable. Most of what I used to be, you know, anti-social, and I think it would help a lot to meet more people in the community. And that's pretty much all I have to say about that.
And I know you said that you would take any job right now, and that's understandable, but what sort of plans do you have for yourself in the future? I know you're just trying to hold it down right now, but what would you like to do with your life from this point forward?
That's a good question, because honestly, I really don't have an answer to that right now.
What? Well, I mean, is anything getting your interest? In terms of what you might like to do. I mean, you may not be there yet. I feel like I have these sort of discussions with my young adult children that aren't sure yet either. But is anything getting your interest?
Well, besides, you know, masonry work, stuff like that. I like to get into masonry, little carpentry.
So you like working with your hands?
Yeah.
And did you gain any of that experience when you were inside DOC? Were you able to do that sort of work?
I did, but it was like, I never really got a chance to stick with it because when prison, so many different little things happen and you get sidetracked and you get wrong. That's just for this way. Prison can be a little political sometimes.
I will tell you, sir, it's been an education. I came from a different part of the criminal justice system before sitting on this board, but it has been a bit of an education about the politics inside the prison system. Are there any opportunities for you to continue to learn these trades?
I think so, yeah. I have some family that are into it, so I've been talking to them and trying to get my behind on the computer and learn from them. So I've been... Didn't really
want
to get
into
like
that. That sounds like admirable and decent work. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Yes, Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Quinones. Mr. Rogers, I think, and I may be wrong about this, I think there was some restitution owed in your case.
It is right now, yes it is.
And are you paying on that?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Pino.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. Dr. Wright, do you have any questions for Mr. Rogers?
I guess, thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Collins. I guess my initial question would be, seemed to me that Mr. Rogers is having just a little challenge finding employment. Do you have any, do you foresee any opportunities? I think you're down in the Tucson area. Do you see any job opportunities in that area that might be available to you, sir?
Yeah, it is. I just got to keep plugging away. Like I just got to keep trying. To be honest, I've been irritated a bit. But I know I just got to keep plugging away and looking
on the phone. Why have you been irritated, sir? What's been going on?
I keep learning how to be patient, and I just get irritated when you get shot down or they don't call back or whatever the case is. But I just got to keep plugging away at it.
I think that, you know, that's something that's very important, and I'm not familiar with, you know, job opportunities in the Tucson area as maybe I should be, but, you know, I haven't had the opportunity to talk to, listen to, rather. Several persons on home arrest in that part of the state, and they seem to find employment. I mean, their records are similar to yours, you know, in the past, right, in terms of the criminal justice system. And I'm just wondering when you're going to be able to find something that you can really be productive, that you really want to do, sir.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'll come up with something. I just can't give up, that's all.
Yes, sir.
I'll keep plugging away at it.
Absolutely. Okay, sir. Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Board Chairman. Back to you, Mr. Rogers. certainly, it's not a position necessarily to counsel, but I like what I'm hearing. I hope that you don't get frustrated to the point of, in a very general way, of not appreciating your freedom right now. We certainly have seen people kind of lose their way in home arrest, because it's on one hand very strict, and I think the frustration can build up on them. So I do hope that you do appreciate being outside of the confinement of prison. I hope that's been good.
Yeah.
Okay, I am going to start asking for the input of your supporters, and what I'm going to do is I'll just say it out loud because we're all on the telephone right now, but I'll actually begin with your parents to see if they have anything that they want to share with us, and then I'll move on to your fiance. So first of all, on the parent phone right now, will both of you be speaking today?
No, just me, Shirley, his mom.
Okay. Ma'am, if you can state your name for the record.
Shirley Ann Sisco.
And what would you like to share with the board today, ma'am?
I just wanted to share that it would be off the ankle bracelet one. And he can go around family and friends, because he do got a lot of family. Been wanting to see him and stuff and get involved with church and stuff like that. I feel he came a long ways, and I feel that he have changed and grown up and learned a lot from going out with the wrong people and hanging around crowds and stuff like that. I think he's ready to really get out and try to do something with his life.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
And is there anything else you would like to share? And then I'll ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you.
No, that's fair.
All right. Fellow board members, any questions for
sure.
Ma'am, thank you for appearing telephonically before the board today.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. And I'm going to move it along to Ms. Patricia Juarez, Mr. Rogers' fiance. Ms. Juarez, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
And now I know I've just on the record, if you could state your name.
Patricia Juarez.
And what would you like to share with the board, ma'am?
I would like to share that since William has come home, he has grown a lot. He's really mature. He's very responsible. He's been looking for work. He's been looking on, you know, on the computer and everything like that, putting out applications. We've had some responses back where we couldn't accept it at that point, but he is really trying. Like you mentioned, he doesn't care what it is. He's just wanting to get some work and be responsible to take care of his obligations. You know, we love each other so much and looking forward to our future, being happy for the rest of our lives, and spending lots of quality time with our family and everything. You know, he has really come a long way, like my mother-in-law has mentioned.
Thank you, ma'am. I will ask you, and again, with tremendous respect and sensitivity, it sounds like he's living with you, and you guys are able to get by right now, but are you working in Tucson right now?
Yes, I am. I'm a certified caregiver, and I work through a nursing agency.
Outstanding. I certainly recognize that as a very important profession in this day and age. And you work in the greater Tucson area?
Yes, sir. I work like from the central part of Tucson to the north side as well.
Well, thank you. It just it kind of lets me know a little bit about you know, how stable the environment is for Mr. Rogers, and so that we can make a whole decision. But
yes,
I do want to thank you.
We have a very loving, caring environment, and lots of loving family members. You know, that, like my mother-in-law had mentioned, we'd love to see him. And also, you know, a lot of our family members, including my mother-in-law and father-in-law, they have health issues that we would just love to spend more quality time with them.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you.
Okay, thank you.
I have no questions from fellow board members, so Ms. Juarez, thank you for, again, appearing before this board telephonically. And, of course, everyone's going to stay on for the remainder of this hearing. At this point, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Rogers' parole officer, Ms. Flores?
Yes.
If you can state your whole name for the record.
Parole Officer Mila Flores.
And what can you share with us about his progress, Ms. Flores?
He has been complying with conditions. He completes his itinerary every week. He doesn't deviate from any of his movements. He is currently, as you mentioned, he is currently enrolled in career seminar one-on-one sessions. And he is also participating in anger management. Both of his programs, he has not completed either or, but they're still working with him. He has been having issues, as you've heard before, with employment. We have made sure he is enrolled with Arizona Awards, and we try to provide job leads. We try to encourage him to go to job fairs, and he's very receptive of that. He does take our advice into consideration. He's still trying to adapt to the community. But like I said, he is still trying, and he has made definitely some progress, but it's taking a little bit longer, but not everyone learns things as fast, or not everyone is at the same level as the other offenders who have completed or have obtained employment within the first 6 months. There's different backgrounds, different experiences, work experience, education level, other different variables. So he is still trying to adapt as a matter of fact, because of how long he has been incarcerated. So it's taking him a little bit longer, but he is definitely advancing.
Well, I appreciate your input, ma'am, and you may not be one of the parole officers that it's appeared before the board, but we know not to ask for recommendations. But I think that's a pretty good status of his progress. I was going to ask you about, like, there's a no box here for satisfactory completion. So that simply means that he's still in progress?
Yeah, they're still working with him. I'm still working with him. I just provided him a work log that he is to complete of every place that he is applying for employment. He has been enrolled in those programs since his release. And initially with the career criminal, the facilitator was going to place them in a group setting, but she felt it was better to continue doing the one-on-one session for now.
Ma'am, this is kind of a tough question because I don't want to stray into recommendation, but there's some practical matters. The one thing that I'm realizing is that Phoenix is a much bigger job market than Tucson, therefore probably more opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
There may be less opportunities in Tucson. So this is a big if, but would his higher ability increase, in your opinion, if he was graduated to general parole?
My personal belief and like you said, doesn't really matter that much as to your decision, but my personal belief is that not necessarily, because of the other home arrest that I've been supervising, they've been able to obtain employment with the monitor and with the itinerary. And I think it's a little more work because you have to consciously think, oh, I'm going to go to work on Monday. I mean, it takes me an hour and a half to get there. So I need to fill out my itinerary and plan for that travel time. And my work day is 8 hours, and then it takes me another hour and a half to get back. We work with that, so okay. I'm not saying it's an item.
Well, thank you. Again, I'm not taking that as a necessarily a plus or a negative as much as that helps us make an informed decision at this stage of his development. And that is an important piece of information to know. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask the fellow board members if they have any questions for you.
No.
I don't have any questions from fellow board members. I believe I've spoken to everyone. Usually the last stop is for these hearings is to speak to the parole officer and discuss progress. So if we can go back to you, Mr. Rogers. Are you there?
Yeah.
We're getting close to the end of this hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important to share?
No.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, Mr. Rogers, especially because everyone's on the telephone right now, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So we'll be deliberating, we'll be voting and making our decision. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I think every day I'm reminded that we will have to make some hard decisions on behalf of the people of Arizona. And I will say some positive things. Certainly it sounds like that Mr. Rogers has transitioned from prison to a support group. There's family. I really liked hearing from his fiance. She sounds like a very supportive and well-adjusted person who is doing some really meaningful work in Tucson. I also recognize, though, that it's probably been a bit frustrating for Mr. Rogers making this transition back to the community and in the hunt for jobs. I want to commend him for adhering to his conditions. I didn't see anything that stood out as too negative. Anything that was negative in his progress report. It sounds like that he's, at least according to this, handling his fees. We didn't have any red marks, so to speak. He is continuing, he's not complete with his counseling, but his participation is good, and there's not a rating that's higher than that. I guess to open up the discussion, we recognize that sometimes the transition from home arrest to regular parole can take a few rounds, so to speak. And so I want to give full credit to Mr. Rogers for making the transition, but it sounds like he's still in progress at this stage of his transition, and I'm not sure if we're quite ready for regular parole, but I'm certainly not the last one on that. We all vote on the matter, and I think that's where we'll begin the discussion. Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Quinones. I agree. I think there are some, he's made some progress. It's pretty evident. But he has. It would be, I think it would be a good thing if he could be farther along in a job search. I do appreciate he expressed a desire to meet more people and be more sociable, and I think that, in doing that, will help him get a job, because that'll help him be able to talk more and be a little more outgoing, and as far as a job interview, be able to sell himself. I think that's a worthy goal for him. I'm a little concerned about the amount of restitution. The number I have here is $7,189. So I don't know if some of that's probably been paid back, but there's a considerable amount of restitution, if I have that correct. So I think the job is really a critical thing. But you know, again, I think that getting out and talking to people will help him get land a job, because he'll be more sociable and able to be around people. So at this time, I think it would be best just, you know, to stay on home arrest, but that's just my opinion.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Honorable Dr. Wright.
Yes, Honorable Mr. Collins. I argue with the two of you. I think that, there's no room for this board to say that one is not being successful because they don't have employment after 6 months. He's only been out right at 6 months, as you've indicated. And I think sometimes it takes longer than 6 months for one to adjust. And I think that he needs more time to adjust. And I don't look at that as being a negative. I look at that as being a positive, because it takes some longer than others to adjust. And I think that he needs that time at this time to adjust to find employment, to really find himself, and to adjust with his fiance and his family and back into society. Therefore, I think that it would be appropriate for him to remain on home arrest at this time, sir.
Thank you, Honorable Dr. Wright.
Thank you.
And I think I'd like to say, too, on occasion, we say some stuff from our personal experience, but I think I said in a past hearing, I know what it is, even with experience, to retire from one career and transition to another and have that time in between. And for me, it was just like everybody else. I ended up in the job hunt, and it could be frustrating, and it's normal. So I only bring that up to remind Mr. Rogers, because he's listening to the dialogue, that can be frustrating for everybody. And there's a lot of people out there that are in that transition, and we encourage them to be patient. It sounds like he's gaining some interest with some masonry skills, which actually sounds like pretty promising. And hopefully he can continue to work with Arizona at Work and head in the direction. But I think I'm about ready to make a motion. And that is regarding Mr. William Rogers, ADC number 095098. My motion is to, and I think I will ask for a little bit of guidance on this. I think it seems a little confusing, because we're continuing him on, my motion is to continue on home arrest, but we're checking, am I checking Grant?
No, continue, not just, right. We're continuing him on home arrest.
Not check one of the boxes?
No, I think.
Grant or deny?
I think this is, we have another one, I think, and we didn't get any cursors on that one. I think if you just write in up there, I'll continue on.
Okay, so I am going to write it in, and that is to continue on
home arrest.
Home arrest.
With the same conditions, or however you want to state that.
And then I'll check on the back. I'll put it up front, too. Parentheses under same conditions, and then I'll check on the back. And that is my motion. Seconded by the Honorable Board Chairman Dr. C.T. Wright. And was that agreed by Ms. Rittenhouse? Thank you. And I am checking denying regular parole or absolute discharge. And on the back side, and we'll bring this to a close fairly soon, I will simply check on conditions of release for 412A and home arrest to follow all mandatory conditions and sanctions. The rest at the discretion of his parole officer. And I think that that is about everything.
Mr. Chairman, also,
yes, sir.
You amended that, as we did before, you do check Grant, check the Grant box, and then right under there, and they didn't, no one ever objected that this legally looked at this one. I think it's that same format.
Just 1 second. Okay, continue home arrest. Oh, check the Grant.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's the one that's missing. And
I just ready to continue on home arrest.
All right. And I think we have everything, sir.
Yes, sir. Just one, two.
Okay, Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
Did you hear our vote?
Yeah.
Okay, so the board voted to continue on home arrest status, which is not a negative thing. You still have your freedom, but you're still in this status until you're certified again to appear before this board. We do wish you continued success because we do believe you are making a successful transition, and we wish you the best on your continued job hunt. And it's great that you have the support of your family. So we want to see you succeed out there. And if there's nothing else from fellow board members, I'm going to go ahead and bring this hearing to a close. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'll be hanging up the phone now.